James, there's an element of good fortune about the goal, but you've got to be in there to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, sometimes you just gamble, and luckily this time it paid off for us. I think the keeper's made an unfortunate mistake, but it's great for me to get off the mark and great for the team to pick us up a point.
It was a great game to watch today. There was a lot of good football in it. Wolves played most of it. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, definitely. I think there was two good teams out there that will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season. But I still think we dominated for large periods of the game. Probably the first 75 minutes was mainly us. You know, they scored their penalty, and after that, before that, we were definitely on the front foot. But after that, we just picked up where we left off, and we tried to push and get that equaliser. And we started both halves a lot better today, especially the first half. We came out all guns blazing. Probably could have had two goals within the first minute. And that's something that we're looking to address from last season and the start of this season, that we want to get better, and you know, it was better today. So,
yeah, it was. And also, after conceding the goal, which would be a bit of a setback to any team, you were straight back at Hull again, all the way to half-time and beyond.
Yeah, we've definitely got that belief, even if we go a goal behind in games, which is going to happen in games. It's the Championship. Every single team you play has got quality, so you're going to concede goals. That's just the nature of football. It's just about having that belief that you can still go up the other end and score two or three. And I think we've definitely got that in the squad. We've got some good players, some great forward line. You know, we've even got Alfie on the bench who hasn't played much football yet. So we've definitely got a good squad and goals in this team.
I know it's very early in the season, but this week is quite interesting, isn't it? Giving you an idea of where you are against likely rivals. You have two home games against teams you'd think to be near the top, and a hard away game to come at the end of it. You know, by the end of this week, we're going to have a bit of an indication of where you're up to.
Yeah, I think we try and break it down in sort of batches of 10. Yeah. So we've got the first 10 games, and then we'll assess and see where we're at, and you know, the aim in those 10 games, and especially this week of three games of Hull, then QPR, then Cardiff, I think it is, and it's about picking up as many points as we can. You know, we've got one, and now we're looking to pick up six in the next two games, and then we can go from there.
The style of play that you're all playing at the moment, fast pace with the passing and very aggressive, clearly we could see that trying to win the ball back, must be very physically demanding.
Yeah, it's very, very, very physically demanding. You know, even for myself, it's adapting. We want to press teams high. We want to start our passing high, and to do that, you have to press and you have to work hard on and off the ball. So it's definitely difficult, and you know, it's still early season. And I still think there's more to come from us. You know, we've got a really good squad, and you know, if we keep showing that hunger and desire that we've showed in the first three games, and you know, I'm sure we can go all the way.
It's like you're enjoying it though, which helps.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm in my last year. I just want to enjoy my football and see what happens. You know, just nice to be out there playing again. You know, after a summer off, you know, you miss it. You do enjoy your summer, but then it's nice to get back to football and back playing in front of those big crowds. And these are the sort of days you relish.
It's not a bad way to earn a living, James. Also, no, you're selling it well.
No, it's definitely not. We're privileged to be in this situation. We have to work hard to keep ourselves up.